2 Corinthians chapter 8, from verse 10 to verse 15. We continue with the theme, Paul's theme, of generosity. And in this clip here, this section here, this discourse here, from verse 10 to verse 15, advice and arithmetic. Verse 10, and here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter. Last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it according to your means. There's the advice. Now we're going on to the arithmetic, according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have, and so on. First of all, the advice, and then the arithmetic. What I would say, the mathematics, my American friends would say the math. The advice, first of all. Here is my advice about what is best for you in this matter of giving, this generosity, and two aspects of it. I am delighted, he said, really, this is what he's saying in effect, that you had the desire. You were so willing, so eager to do it. A year ago, you were bursting with enthusiasm. And it's wonderful to see enthusiasm in the Christian life. Planting a church, starting a new project, spreading the gospel, preaching the gospel in some way or another, some effort for God. Wonderful enthusiasm, eager willingness. Oh, yes, it's wonderful. But it's not all there is by a long chalk. Last year you were the first, not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Your eager willingness to do so. Well, it was really lovely. Now let us make sure that your eagerness is carried on to completion. My advice is, finish the job. Don't just be starters at it. Get on with it and complete it. Last year you were the first not only to give, you had that first enthusiasm, that first flash of enthusiasm. How easy that is. How popular that is. But now, he says, in the long haul, the long slog, get down and do it. Now finish the work, so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, and so on. I take this medicine to myself. I have these schemes and projects that I believe God has put in my mind to do for him. Video clips, articles, publications, sermons, discourses, short discourses, audios of this and that. I have these schemes and I start them. But by God's grace, I want to have enthusiasm through the long haul, through the disappointments, through the setbacks, and above all, I want to finish the work that God has given me to do. That's my eye to Jesus. It was said of Jesus, he came into the world to do the will of his Father. I have finished the work he who gave me to do. It is accomplished, he said on the cross. Now, I'm nowhere near that, of course, and I'm not in the same league or anything like that. I'm not pretending that, but there's the pattern for me. Jesus willingly came, and Jesus eagerly did, and Jesus fully, completely accomplished the work his Father had given him to do. And Paul is saying the same. Copy our Lord Jesus. That's what I would say to you. That's the advice here. You remember the generosity, the gift of grace in our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, there it is. He began the work. He ran to do the work. He went on through the work. And he finished it. Here is my advice for you. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. But do it to the end. Be men of purpose. Oh, yes. Men of plan. Yes. But get down to it and perform it. That's the advice. Be a performing believer. I address all of you who are believers. I address myself, first of all. May I be a performing man. May I finish the work that God has given me to do. And now, the arithmetic, the math, or as I say, the mathematics. and is the upside down of the world's mathematics. Now, I can only speak for the United Kingdom, but in the United Kingdom we have healthcare, we have educational systems, we have the law, we have the police and the courts and so on, and the governments and everything else. We have all these agencies going on, the social work and this so on, yeah. Do you know, it's nearly always run by accountants these days. Money men. Men who know how to manipulate money. Men who know how to make profit or make it look as though they're making a profit. And everything has to make a profit. I could spend a long time talking about this, but I don't want to bore you with it. But money, the making of money, the bottom line, the big business, is coming to all these agencies. Well, that's the world I expected, but it's coming into the churches. We need a big boy at the top, a man who can handle board meetings, administer, run the accountancy side, get the profit line, the bottom line. That's what we got to work out. Now, they won't say this, but they're run very much as the great conglomerates are run. Now, look at the heavenly arithmetic. Here is a desperate need in Judea, and here you've got plenty. Now, that plenty may not be very much, says Paul. You may not have very much, but at the moment it's plenty. The people in Judea are bankrupt at the moment, and they're hungry. Now then, God weighs your gift not by how much you give, but how much you keep. God does it on the negative, you see. Now, the world does it on the positive, but God does it on the negative. The widow gave 2 mites. She gave all that she had. Now finish the work, says Paul, according to your means. According to your means. It's the willingness, yes, that's what I want. God loves a cheerful giver. But the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have. It's not the amount you give, it's the amount you could give. That's the heavenly arithmetic. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. In the United Kingdom, we have welfare organised by the state. It's a disaster. That may offend some people. I should love to see it organised by the church, by the ecclesia. That's the only people who can run charity, the only people who can run welfare, the ecclesia. You see, because once you make it an institution, once you set the government on, then you get those who have plenty can get away with it and know how to make more, and those who are hard-pressed suffer and so on. It's all upside down. It goes wrong. Okay, some blessing comes from it, some good comes from it, but there's much corruption. But in the heavenly arithmetic, in the ecclesia arithmetic, in the spiritual work, in the spiritual way of running this care and charity and love and affection, there's an equality. At the present time, you're plenty, and it may not be plenty in the world's eye, but in your eye, in God's eye, it is plenty. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need. But tomorrow, they will have plenty in a certain matter, and they will supply what you need. And even today they do, because they got plenty of poverty, and you can supply out of the wealth you have. And there's an equality here. And God will make up the arithmetic. It's not the amount of money that's going about. It's not this or that or the other. It's what could be. And it's the way it's done. Then there will be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much did not have too much, and he who gathered little did not have too little. Now, that won't work for the conglomerates. That won't work for Shell and BP and Marks and Spencers and the football clubs and everything else and the big organisations. No, it doesn't work in the boardroom, but it works in the ecclesia. It works amongst the ecclesias. It works amongst the believers, for God makes it so. All he wants is a willing heart and a completion of the job. So there's the advice. And there's the arithmetic. And I want to take this medicine. I want to do what I do for God and for other believers with a willing, cheerful, generous, warm, Christ-like heart. Not looking to the bottom line, but looking to Christ. Not looking to my pocket. Not blowing a trumpet. Not letting the left hand know what the right does, in fact. doing it in secret, but with my eye to Christ, who, though he was rich, yet for my sake became poor, that I, through his poverty, might become rich. It's easy to preach it. I want to do it. And I want to bring to completion every task the Lord gives to me. What a privilege to serve Christ. I don't want just enthusiasm at the start. I want to finish it. And I address all believers in the same way. Advice? Begin well. Go through the long slog and bring it to completion. Always with the heavenly arithmetic in mind, with an eye to Christ. And the Lord will reward you, brother. Hebrews 6:10, God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, your generosity, the help you have given to fellow believers. This is the priesthood of all believers in action, and God will make sure everyone profits in the deepest, fullest sense. It will be for the glory of God as well. And I remind you of the text I've used several times in this connection. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, in that you have love one for another. Love which is not love in word, but love in deed. Not just in word only, but in deed also. May we take this advice, master the arithmetic, and complete the job for the glory of God and the good of others, and our own blessing, incidentally. Amen.